This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further along in the Psalter with Psalm 65 through 67. Praise is due to you. You visit the earth. All the earth worships you. You have tested us and make your face shine. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips.
My mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
reading from Jeremiah chapter 13. Lift up your eyes and see those who come from the north. Where is the flock that was given you, your beautiful flock? What will you say when they set as head over you those whom you yourself have taught to be friends to you? Will not pangs take hold of you like those of a woman in labor? And if you say in your heart, why have these things come upon me? It is for the greatness of your iniquity that your skirts are lifted up and you suffer violence. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then also you can do good. Then also you can do good who are accustomed to do evil. I will scatter you like chaff, driven by the wind from the desert. This is your lot, the portion I have measured out to you, declares the Lord. Because you have forgotten me and trusted in lies, I myself will lift up your skirts over your face, and your shame will be seen. I have seen your abominations, your adulteries and neighings, your lewd whorings on the hills in the field. Woe to you, O Jerusalem! How long will it be before you are made clean? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You have forgotten God and trusted in lies. God has seen your abominations, your adulteries, and your passionate cravings for false idols to worship, your lewd whorings. Not here, you would say, not among us, we would say, but yes, even here amongst us, original sin still holds sway. Lust, desire, pride, and gossip, all of these things are present in us here. All of these things draw us to forget God and to trust in the lie that we are in charge. None of us deserve to be here in the presence of God. We don't deserve it because of who we are or because of what's inside of us. Those are hard words to hear. Hard for your future congregations to hear. And they're hard to preach. But that's what God calls us to do. That's what he will call you to do. Just as he called a young Jeremiah to be a prophet of the Lord, Jeremiah was called to preach the law to Jerusalem and Judah. And he hammers the people with prophecy after prophecy, warning them of the coming judgment. And so he has one of the longest books in the Bible, 52 chapters, most of which calls for the people to turn from their sin or face the wrath of God. For preaching God's law, Jeremiah suffered persecution, rejection, and finally death in Egypt. Jeremiah had to be there and proclaim the punishment and the wrath so that he could share the gospel with them. The last line of our seven verses you just heard read has Jeremiah sharing God's gospel in a rhetorical way. How long will it be before you are made clean? God asks. The answer is at the cross. Not much gospel there, right? But wait, there's more. Today we commemorate Martin Luther, and he had something to say about your coming ministry and the challenges that you will face. On February 15th, 1546, Martin Luther preaches what will be his last sermon. The text was Matthew 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Luther preached in part, Christ says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. And it is as though he was saying, just stick to me. Hold on to my word and let everything else go. If you are burned or beheaded for it, then have patience. I will make it so sweet for you that you easily would be able to bear it. I will give you the heart to laugh. Even though Turk, Pope, Emperor, and everybody else be filled with horrible wrath and rage. Only come to me, and if you are facing oppression, death, or torture because the Pope, the Turk, and Emperor are attacking you, do not be afraid. It will not be heavy for you, but light and easy to bear, for I give you the Spirit so that the burden which for the world would be unbearable, becomes for you a light burden. For when you suffer for my sake, it is my yoke and my burden which I lay upon you in grace, that you may know that this your suffering is well-pleasing to God and to me, and that I myself am helping you to carry it and giving you power and strength to do so. Let misfortune, sin, death, and whatever the devil in the world loads upon you, assail and assault you, if only you remain confident and undismayed, waiting upon the Lord in faith. You have already won. You have already escaped death and far surpassed the devil in the world. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble I call upon you.
For you have seen.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
And in the shadow of your wings I have seen joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Let us pray. O Lord, graciously hear the prayers of your people, that we who justly suffer the consequence of our sin may be mercifully delivered by your goodness, to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you feed the birds and clothe the flowers, and you care for us as a father for his children. Guard our hearts against faithlessness and anxiety. Help us to live in the hallowing of your name, the coming of your kingdom, and the doing of your will, so that we may cast all our cares on you and in unwavering faith trust in you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.